Shalom aleichem, Rabbeisai. We are in Chavos Halavavos, Shah B'Tochen, Perek Hey. V'Hashishi, page Shin Samaches in my Lifetime edition. V'Hashishi. Again, what are we discussing? We are discussing the differences between a person with B'Tochen and a person without bitachen when it comes to parnasa. Now here the Chavos Halavavos is going into a little bit of a broader, this is the sixth difference. And here he's going to go, he's taking a little broader outside the narrow realm of how you go about getting your parnasa. But he says it also affects a person's social standing and his relationship with the people around him. How's that? So he says, Ashishi, a sixth, this I'll call it an effect of bitachen. A sixth effect of bitachen is kabitach melekim, a person who has bitachen, who owns the kolkitos bnei adam, he will be well liked by the people around him. How's that? Datom noichala, they feel comfortable with him. Because this is what we began discussing yesterday. The struggle for existence, if we'll put it that way, the need to make parnasa, puts someone into a competitive place. And in seeing to our material affairs, it may sometimes bring us into conflict with other people. It can cause problems with neighbors, with people around us, with business associates, with co-workers, with employees, with employers. Now, similar to the concept we discussed yesterday, that a Baal Bitachen will draw the line of Ishtadlis in a place where he understands that it's conflicting with his spiritual requirements. This is really another concept of that. He understands that his Ishtadlis, the requirement for Ishtadlis, does not require him to get into conflicts with other people, to get into fights with other people, to get tense with other people, to let it create tensions with other people. They're not concerned that he's going to hurt them. He's not going to do anything underhanded in his business. He's not going to come after them. They're not worried about conflict with him in monetary matters. They're not worried that he might try to infringe on them. Well, he puts this bluntly, but he means in a personal way or when it comes to money. He says they're not worried that he's going to covet their wives or their money. Meaning in personal life, in business, they're not worried that because of the need, you know, it's each person fending for himself, and you never know where this person will stab you in the back, etc., where there's going to be conflict, tension. This person, he lets go when it starts turning into that. Because again, Hishtadlus is going through the motions. He understands that Hashem does not require him to get involved in scraps with people as part of his ishtadlus. Now, I want to just clarify something. This doesn't mean that a person who has bitachen will always just let everything go by when it comes to money. If a person has rights, part of ishtadlus may sometimes be to stand up for those rights. I'm sorry, give me a minute. Part of Ishtadlus may sometimes be to go settle disputes in a Beis Din. We certainly aren't excited about going to Beis Din, but we won't say that because a person has bitachen that Hashem is going to give me whatever I want, that demands of a person never to stand up for his rights. No. Standing up for your rights will be part of your Chiyuv Ishtadlus. But again, the difference is going to be that it does not have that tense edge to it. He's not worried what's going to be. He's going to approach. Let's say he does have a conflict with somebody and he has to go to Beis Din. He's not going to approach it with that tense edge of what's going to be and chas v'shalom if I lose, etc., etc. It is, I have to go through the motions. He might even offer his rival a ride to Beis Din. It'll be with an equanimity. It won't be with tension. He won't be emotionally involved in it. He won't be tense about it. And it'll just be, again, it'll be technical. We have a conflict. We have to resolve it. I'm not just going to let you take this money because it may be mine. And if it's mine, I need it for my family. But I'm not going to come after you. I'm not going to turn into a chaya. I'm going to go through the process that the Torah expects of somebody who must defend his rights. And that is, once again, well-defined by the parameters of halacha. He'll ask shailas before taking any action. He'll go to Beis Din. It'll be in a technical way. If he wins, if he loses, he won't gloat. He also won't be resentful. He knows that Hashem expects of him to do his, and that's all. And therefore, there won't be tension between him and other people over money. And at the same time, he also is not worried about other people stabbing him in the back. Because once again, that's all part of bitachon, right? He does not see any person as capable of affecting his state. Let's say, a competitor opens a store across the street. This person does not see that at all as a cause for his parnasa to be compromised. Meaning like this. Once again, if it's an issue where this person should not be doing it, and you have the right to protest against him opening that store, we won't necessarily say, well, if you have bitachon, just let it go. No, part of the requirement of hishtadlus may be to go to Beis Din, to go to a Rav. Perhaps the Rav will advise you, don't make a big deal about it. Okay, whatever it is. But again, going to Beis Din, standing up for your rights, is not, by definition, outside the realm of bitachon. Fine. So he may do that. But let's say the reality is such that he can't move this person off the block. The person is going to be here. That does not shake his sense of bitachon. Once again, I'm doing mine. If Hashem decided that I should get what I should get, him being here is not going to make a difference. And if Hashem decided that I should have a rough month, it won't help me to close him down. I'm going to have that rough month anyways. And therefore, once again, it comes back down to, what does Hashem expect of me in this situation? I go through the motions of doing that. Other than that, I'm not going to be concerned about that. I had a great, great aunt. This is a story that I never knew her. My grandmother used to tell this story very proudly about a great, great aunt of mine who had a she was a seamstress. She had a tailor shop. And she also sold materials. And somebody came, a man came and opened up mamish, a competing store across the street. And as soon as he moved in, she came across the street with a bouquet of flowers, welcoming him to the neighborhood. And he was a little surprised to get that sort of Kabbalah's panim. But she told him exactly that. She said, I'm not worried about you. I don't have a problem with this. Hashem decided what I am going to get this month, and I'm going to get it whether you're here or not. What I'm not supposed to get, I won't get whether you're here or not. Even if you move away, I still won't get it. So, again, the tensions aren't there on either end. He's not arousing tensions because he's not going after people. He's not concerned about people. He's not expressing that tension because, again, his bitachon carries him through. The same way, he's also not, doesn't see in them the source of his livelihood. When there is not that sense of competition, there's none of that tension, there's none of that sense of, may the best man win. Then relationships can flourish. They like him, he likes them. A major tension factor is absent. Like the pasuk says, this is a very interesting shot in the pasuk. By the way, I'll just say in parentheses, it's often occurred to me that if someone were to go, it would be very interesting to go through Chavis Alvavis and pull out psukim that he cites. Often, just the context that he cites them in give a very interesting insight into the pasuk. It's like the perush of the Chavis Alvavis on this pasuk. This is an original pshat in this pasuk. This pasuk says, "Habeteach b'Hashem Chesed Yisayvevin." Which means a person who has trust in Hashem will be surrounded by grace. Will be surrounded by grace. The general understanding of that pasuk would be that if a person has bitachon in Hashem, Hashem will take care of him. Hashem will take care of him. Will be surrounded by grace. Will be surrounded by chesed. But the Chavos HaVavos is giving a very practical insight into this pasuk, and he's saying, you know what it means? Chesed Seivavenu. He's going to be surrounded by grace. He's going to be well liked by the people around him, because once again, a whole dimension of competition, of tension is not there. And therefore, it's going to be much easier for him to have good relationships with many of the people in his life, with many of the people in his work environment, with many of the people in his field and business. And now he describes the opposite extreme. When a person lacks bitachon, and he's constantly feeling like, in life, it's about each man for himself. Each man for himself. May the best man win. And his whole life is like, you know, he's tense, ready, you know, from all sides. Who's going to come and grab the $10 from me now in the quest for the best business deal? Who's going to get in the way, right? So, he's not going to have good friends. First of all, even forget the business side, just the social side of it. Anybody around him, there's going to be a lot of envy involved. It's such an unfortunate part of the fabric of a lot of social circles when everybody's looking at everybody else and what they have, and right? Anything, any stroke of good fortune that comes the way of one of his friends, he's part of a social circle, and one of his friends gets a major promotion, and he thinks, ooh, if only things would have been a little bit different, I could have been the one getting that promotion. I could have been the one getting that promotion. So he resents it. He's picturing that had things been set up a little differently, had a year ago, he would have done that, and his friend would have done the opposite, then he would be the one getting that promotion. So the way he sees it is anything, any stroke of good fortune that somebody around him has, Sara Mimenu, it's been taken from me. I could have had that. I see people with Parnasa around me. That could have been my partner, should have been my Parnasa, right? Because Hashem Nimma Mimenu Mitavoisuvu Ba'avuram, he also, anything that he, any disappointments, etc., he'll quickly attribute, it's this one's fault, it's that one's fault, if that one would have helped me, if this one wouldn't have gotten in the way, etc. His whole life is simply the effect of all the louses around him, right? This one did this, that one did that, he didn't help me, he got in the way, he competed with me, etc. And that's why my life is the mess it is. So the lack of bitachon brings him to resentment, to tension, to envy. And he also, all kinds of things he would have wanted, and he thinks, if only that person would have been willing to make the phone call, if that person would have been willing to help me out, if he would have done this, if he would have done that, I would have had it today. And he's picturing the scenario that should have been. I should have had the added room in my house if only so-and-so would have helped me with the city, right? And his whole life now he's living because so-and-so, who has connections in the city, didn't pull strings for me. He robbed me of a room in my house. and I'm suffering my whole life for the lack of that room, always picturing the room that should have been, the natural state of affairs that it should have been, if not for that louse. Once again, the person with bitachon understands that it was never in his hands in the first place. If that person didn't go and pull those strings, it's because Hashem didn't want me to have it. And anything bad that happens, whether it's in the family, whether it's a monetary thing, he quickly finds the person who's to blame. So usually, somehow or the other, somebody was involved to some extent or the other. And therefore, he sees, yes, the fact that my son didn't get into that school is because of this neighbor. He's full of tainus, all kinds of people around him. This one could have helped me out with this. That one could have helped me out with that. My life should have been a whole different quality if only I was surrounded by decent people. But everybody around me are a bunch of, they all have it in for me. This is, of course, extreme, but it's common enough on a bit of a more subtle level. And once this is the way he feels about them, and you know, his premise is, you know, his way of thinking is that anything good or bad is the effect of the people around me, which is again, aka lack of bitachon. He will end up not liking them. And then it goes further. He has what to say about this one, and he has what to say about that one, right? He curses them. He hates them. And he ends up despised in both worlds. He's despised in this world and in the next world. He's looked down upon in this world and in the next world. Like the Pasuk says, Ike Shlev, the man with the crooked heart, meaning the man with the wrong way of thinking, will not find good. He will not enjoy benefit. Okay. So that is difference number 6 between the person with bitachon and the person without bitachon. And that is, the person with bitachon would be spared so much tension because of the lack of competitiveness in his life and the lack of viewing the people around him as being able to affect his state of affairs. He doesn't see it that way at all. And this spares him, it provides him with much less tension between him and the people around him, and therefore a much more pleasant existence, and he will be much more liked. Wish everybody good Shabbos, healthy Shabbos, and kol tov.
Thank you very much. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Thank you.